South University is located just behind me in a strip mall in Short Pump, a suburb of Richmond. It's one of a handful of colleges owned by the company that just settled with the state. Others include the Art Institute and Argosy University, all in Northern Virginia. The company has been investigated since 2007 for aggressive recruitment practices, says Michael Kelly with the state's Attorney General's office.
The school painted a too rosy of a picture, undersold the costs, oversold the benefits, and students were relying on that information when making a decision about whether or not to enroll.
For-profit schools tend to target working adults who often enroll but fail to graduate, leaving them with debt but no degree. The company and the colleges it owns won't be shutting down, but have agreed to change how they recruit.
One of the things they've agreed to do is record online chats and phone calls with prospective students so that they can be analyzed to make sure that recruiters are complying with the terms of the agreement.
For those eligible, money they owe to the school will be forgiven, but all students are still on the hook for loans from the federal government, which make up 90% of the company's profits. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.